good morning, everybody. Alan here, and guess who's along?
Yep, I'm back and alive here.
Back and alive. Glad to hear that, Robin. Glad
me
for
too.
You to join us. Yeah, you're all worked up here this morning. Yeah, wide awake. What do they say? It bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. About half.
I wouldn't push it.
All right. Well, you know.
I wouldn't push it. I am packing, is what I am doing.
Yes, you are. Robin's going to be going to New England here in a day or two, and she'll be back next week, and we'll be, I don't know if you'll be back for the show or not. You might.
It just depends. We're driving home Friday.
Yeah.
But we're leaving it loosey-loose.
Lucy.
Lucy and Ethel Luce.
Lucy and Ethel. Oh, I thought it was more like Thelma and Louise.
No, we're Lucy and Ethel. We are not Thelma. Thelma and Louise drove off a cliff. Okay, we're Lucy and Ethel.
Well, you're going to the mountains in Vermont, right?
Yeah, but I'm not driving off a cliff. I'm looking at leaves.
Oh, okay. Well, do me a favor. Don't drive off a cliff.
I'm not.
Even if it's just for fun.
No, Teresa and I don't like that kind of fun.
Okay.
We're doing a girl's... Oh, you know what? I don't know if I packed my girl's trip shirt.
You better check.
I gotta find it.
Hey, we're doing a show.
Oh, so am I.
Good morning, everybody.
It's the Robin Show.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Good morning, everybody. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. I'm your host, Alan Ellis, and my co-host and life partner, my dear and loving and beautiful wife and talented wife, Miss Robin, is with us today.
Can you tell I'm leaving for a week? He's sucking up.
Yeah, thank you. Well, sorry you discovered that. Anyway, today kicks off the annual muzzleloader contest from the fine folks at CVA, where they're going to be giving away three muzzleloaders over the course of the next 3 months.
That's right, and Aaron has not been here for a muzzleloader
contest.
Aaron, get your pen and paper ready.
It's going to be busy.
Between now and December, it's a whole different show.
Yep. Well, I hope you have two sheets going because we're going to open up the fishing tackle contest. This will be the last giveaway for the fishing tackle for the year from High Tide Tackle and Tackle Box Tim Sherman, who will probably maybe not join us today. I think his daughter's getting married today, so congratulations.
I can't blame him. Congratulations,
yeah,
to him.
I wouldn't call the radio show if my daughter were getting married, but I might.
It's really neat because during the summer we have Tim who keeps the calls coming in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then the muzzleloader until December, and then January we get crickets.
Well, hopefully we won't.
No, I'm asking people not to give us crickets this year.
We have some ticket giveaways and stuff. So.
We've got to find some stuff to get. We've always said that.
I know.
And we don't do it. We've got to make the time to do that.
We will. I got to get through.
But
the
Tim
next...
has kept us going over the summer, which has been great.
I got to get through the next 10 days, and then I'll be very happy.
Do the next 10 days.
Yeah.
Why 10 days?
Because I got a lot of work in the office to do.
Oh.
So, anyway.
Speaking of which,
the number here to call for to enter the muzzleloader contest, and the rules are very simple. CVA will be giving us three muzzleloaders. Now, wait a minute. There's a little. Added attraction here. A muzzleloader wasn't unclaimed. It was regifted to the Outdoors and Radio Show. And not for the October contest, but for the November contest, what we're going to do is we're going to give away two muzzleloaders. Only we're going to give one away to a youth hunter. Now, of course, the parents have to be on board with this, but you can nominate a youth hunter to receive a muzzleloader when the contest starts in November. And then at the end of November, the last, that'll be first day of deer season. We'll probably give it away the first Saturday of December, just in time for Christmas, if you like. We will give away a youth muzzleloader. This is a CVA Wolf, really nice muzzleloader, and some lucky youth hunter will wind up with that. And that youth hunter will have to go on the air with us when we give that away. So keep that in mind. Anyway, that's limited to youth hunters under the age of 16. 16 and under, let's put it that way. And we'll see what we can do. And we've actually had youngsters win in the past, too. You know,
Yes, we have.
Well, the parents
specifically.
Of one, the parents of one and told us that it was going to the youngster. So there we are. So that way to get in is call 410-922-6680. That's 410-WCBM-680, if you can't remember the numbers. It's WCBM-680, the station you're listening to. It is the phone number, also with a 410 in front of it. And leave your name and number with Aaron, your first and last name, your phone number with Aaron. We don't need an address yet. We might when we get the pick the winner. And then what we'll do is at the end of the month, the last Saturday of the month, we'll give away the muzzleloader for October, we think. Do you want to switch it up and give the youth muzzleloader away at the end of October?
No, I want to keep it close to Christmas.
I do, too. I think that's true.
In fact, you said that... What if parents didn't want to give it to him for Christmas?
Well,
if you're going to make him go on air, he won't get his Christmas surprise.
Well, the early muzzleloader season.
Oh, never mind. I don't understand all that.
Comes in on the 20th this year, 20th of October, and then there's no muzzleloader season again till after the regular deer season, which is right before Christmas. So if they want to give it to him right before Christmas, they can do that. As far as what the parents do with the muzzleloader, that's not up to us.
No, I know that, but you said the kid had to go on the air. I didn't know if the parents wanted to wrap it up.
Oh, well, he can go on the air after Christmas because we've got another contest in December.
Okay. We'll talk about it. We'll have to work out the logistics. It doesn't matter. It's just that's me. You will learn
that,
what you've learned.
I have learned that you will throw a monkey wrench into any machinery that's running as smoothly as glass.
No, I love Christmas.
That too. I know that. Anyway. All right. We've belabored to giving the muzzleloader contest away. Call in. Leave your name and number. Go on the air. Even if it's just say, I wanted to get in the contest or hi or whatever. You don't have to talk about anything you don't want, but you're welcome to.
And we can put you in the tackle box thing too.
Well, that's today only.
When's the muzzleloader start?
Muzzleloader starts today.
I know, I'm saying if you call, you get put in both today only.
Yes.
That's not a monkey wrench. That's the truth.
Yes. Yes, but you're making me think.
That's not my issue.
All right. We already got one in, we already got one entry on email. What do you think about that? And you can email your entry, too.
Cool.
Yeah. Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. This will make number 9 that came in on email. How about that? So.
How about that?
Yep. Let's talk to Doug in Carroll County. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Hi, sir.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, ma'am. I just figured I'd enter that muzzleloader contest.
Cool.
You are in, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, I already got a 6-point this year.
Well, congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, so. I figure, you know, it is a bigger one out there. I've seen it on my camera.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait for him, you know, because
Sure. Maybe
with this cold weather and stuff, they'll start moving around a little bit more.
Let's hope so. Bow or crossbow, yeah. Doug?
It was a crossbow, sir.
I got it.
Yeah,
I got
my
you.
My shoulders aren't that good anymore.
I hear you. I have that same issue. I really do. So.
Yeah, I mean, during the day it's okay, but I guess the first thing in the morning or, you know, while you're sitting there standing in the tree, you know, you go to pull back and your shoulder doesn't work right, you know, and there's a big buck, you know, I don't want to take that chance anymore.
I understand. I understand. Hey, buddy, I've had 2 shoulder surgeries. I started using a crossbow back in 2000. Well, as soon as it became legal in Maryland, but I had a crossbow before then. But I had to have a permit signed by my orthopedic surgeon to be allowed to use the crossbow. You know, that type of thing. And I went through all that. And now I'm using the compound more so than I am the crossbow. So it. In my case, the surgery helped on both sides. I had 2 frozen shoulder surgeries, one on the left, one on the right, of course. But I'm back. You know, I'm back to using the compound for the last couple of years, so I'm very happy with that. All right, Doug, you're in, man. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. You too. Okay. Careful out there. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, there's first one. You know, Clyde Sports Shop, I was in there the other day and talked to Mr. Clyde. We talked for quite a while about, you know, a lot of things, business and firearms and gunsmithing. I took a, I took an 870, what's it, 870, the basic 870 in there the other day that I have, a slug gun to kind of get, cleaned up a little bit. And, we talked about a lot of different things, Cerakoting and, you know, what the difference is between Parkerizing, bluing, and Cerakoting, and kind of came to the same conclusion that, you know, if you want a gun blued, there's not very many gunsmiths that can do that. And, Clyde sends his out to a company, to have that done. And, if you need to have a gun re-blued, the other option is to have it Cerakoted. The Cerakoting can actually work a little better. And what it is it's a ceramic coat. I have one gun that's Cerakoted, maybe more than one, but one that's Cerakoted, that did need blued, and it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And, some of these gunsmiths have a process where they can, if the gun is pitted, and you know, which means the rust has eaten in through the coating, they can fill the pits in, and then Cerakote the gun, and you got a restored firearm. We talked about that and a lot of other stuff. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you is Clyde Sports Shop is now carrying CVA muzzleloaders just in time for the early muzzleloader contest. They have the Optima V2, the Acura LRX, and I just got an email from CVA that has a video about the Acura LRX. Pretty interesting firearm. And LR means long range. And then the Paramount long range muzzle loader is the one that's, you know, built on the long range platform for the folks at CVA. They also carry the Scout TD, which is why can't I say the words? It's 45-70, which means it's a straight wall cartridge. So that can be used for shotgun season, if you like, in any of the shotgun counties. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clydesfishinggear.com is the website for firearms, licenses, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Open 7 days a week. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. All right, let's see. What else we got? Oh, yeah, backyard billies. Didn't stop there lately. There's a mosquito in here, Robin. Huh?
Somebody left the door open last night.
That would be you. So the weather's cooling off, and, you know, if you've already got the fireplace in the house, you've got the basic framework for a great gas fireplace insert. And, you know, we had that here. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro, that's the brand, EX35 model, gas fireplace insert. You know, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and you should act now, seriously, before the fall rush. It is almost fall. It's October 1st. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It's going to be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Hey, why not stop by today when you can't do anything else? Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Line it.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk to anybody who calls in at 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Nobody on the line there, Aaron? Nobody wants to win a muzzleloader today? There we go. All right. So our buddy John B. Emailed and had his entry into the muzzleloader contest.
I got to talk to him in a minute.
I know. Not the youth contest, he says in the subject line. Although I am oh so youthful, please enter me in the old people contest, John B. Name and phone number when you send your email. Put muzzleloader contest, muzzleloader, something that lets me know that you're entering the...
Old-timers contest.
Yeah, the old man's contest, if you want. Old person. What's he say? Old people contest.
Okay.
Correct pronoun, I guess. So, didn't know you were politically correct there, John. 410 WC. Well, however, we will accept those entries from...
Politically correct people.
Those who are politically correct, if you'd like to own a muzzleloader, that's for sure. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. How about that? Oh, you heard the Linex commercial. I did stop by and see both our Linex dealers, Jack Carver at Catonsville and Bobby Hawkins at Bay Linex at Glen Burnie.
Uh-huh.
And you got to go see Bobby's new building. It is really some kind of cool. Big space right there on Dover Road. Jack's office isn't much, the waiting room isn't much, but his shop is huge. So they both are very highly qualified professionals, and they do the best job.
They're amazing. Some of the things I've seen them do just blow me away.
Yep, and you're right about that. So, all right, let's see who called in. Robert in Dundalk. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I was just calling in to enter the muzzleloader contest.
You're in.
Cool.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay,
take care. Thanks.
Bye.
There we go. That's all you got to do.
See how easy that is?
Yeah, all you got to do, hit and run. You know, you don't have to launch into anything or, you know, try
to...
Well,
you can if you want.
Well, yeah, you can.
Save
sure,
us.
Can. Hey, we're working on the winter edition of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine, and we are excited about that issue. A lot of different things going on, but we actually have an 8-year-old young lady who took her first stag in Dorchester County. Nice one, too. Really nice one. And we have Maryland's first black bear of 2022. The story on that, a 416-pound boar from Garrett County taking on an agriculture damage permit.
I was getting ready to ask you how they took it already.
Yep. We hope to have more pictures of more critters. You can also email those, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You know, if you'd like to have a picture put in the next issue and a little story. We have a story of a piebald buck that was taken here on the shore. And we've got trail camera pictures of this piebald buck. This deer was not in tremendously good physical condition. I mean, it exhibited all the signs of the piebald genetic traits, like the overbite, you know, the undershot lower jaw, the short front legs. But in 1 year's time, it went from about a 5-inch spike to this beautiful, beautiful 8-point that was just really nice. So we've got the story on that piebald deer. We have another, we have a tremendous story from Garrett County about a big non-typical hunt. Cindy, remember at the event up there, the woman with the big wide,
yep,
giant,
beautiful, neat deer.
Gorgeous deer, yep. She took this deer with a crossbow in Garrett County after a 4-year quest, and it's pretty cool. Michael Rosedale, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Guys.
Good. Hey, how about yourself?
Okay.
Are you in? Is he in the muzzleloader contest?
Yeah.
Are you over? Are you on the side of the bridge? Our side of the bridge.
Rosedale, East Baltimore.
Rosedale.
Oh, from Rosedale. I was thinking.
Over there all the time, huh?
I was thinking your last name was. Never mind. It's all good.
Always on the shore, huh?
I go to Western Maryland on the shore. Pretty Boy Reservoir. I'm all over the place.
You are all over the place. How about that? That's good.
He's a multi.
Did you get in the bear drawing this year?
You know, I got a place in Green Ridge, but I've never put in because I've never had it, so I'm not going to kill nothing I don't eat.
Oh well, why wouldn't you eat it?
I will say bear sausage is really good.
Bear sausage, bear bologna. I had my entire bear made into bear bologna, and Robin just ate it up. She loved it.
I've never had it. I've had them walk through my place up there, and I got a place in West Virginia that's got bear too. But
yeah,
like I said, until I try it, I'm not killing it.
Yeah. Wow, that you're missing out then, buddy. I'm sorry to hear that. That's okay. You got to do what you got to do.
But look, you're doing what you think's ethical, and I think that's awesome.
That's right. I was the same way with bears up until about 2009 when I went to New Brunswick and took one up there. And, you know, I enjoy bear hunting. I really do. So just another thing to do.
I'm not saying I wouldn't enjoy it, but like I said, I'm not going to shoot nothing I don't eat.
Well, I will tell you, people will be clamoring for the bear sausage and the bear bologna if you have it done and don't want to eat it. Somebody will eat it. That's for sure. It's that good. It's that good. So
I don't eat whitetail.
What's that, Michael?
You guys for the music. I don't know who picks the music out, but every week when I hear it, most of it I grew up on. Mom and Dad listen to it, and
yep,
it brings back a lot of good memories.
Gotcha.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a collaboration. That's the kind of music Alan and I like.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I grew up on that. That has been going now 6 years, but every time I hear the show, you guys play something, and I relate to Dad on, you know?
I understand, buddy. Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey, well, thanks, Michael.
Michael, you have a great day.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Dan, who's calling from, where are you, Dan?
I'm on Interstate 95 heading up to the Cracker Barrel to have breakfast with some buddies.
Well, you enjoy it.
You enjoy. I know which one you're going to, the one in York County?
No, this is the one at 543.
Oh, that, okay, 95, Cecil County.
Yep, no. Exactly.
Okay, I know where it is. Yep. Got it.
I just called to get into the muzzleloader contest.
All right, you're in.
and let you know, last Saturday, I shot a piebald buck.
Did you really?
Yeah, down there at Gert's Farm.
Why don't you send us a picture for the quarterly? You got any nice pictures of you and your buck?
I'll have to check. I took a couple photos. I'll have to check if I still got them on my camera.
Okay.
But, it was a six-pointer. Came up to my feeder.
Yep.
And with a couple other much nicer bucks, but I saw this one and I thought, you know, maybe I better take him out of the gene pool.
That's a good plan. That is always a good plan. So, but if you have a picture, want to send it to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Yeah, and I got a pretty exciting October coming up. We got a veterans goose hunt, a Western Maryland bear hunt, and down at the same place I shot this piebald, I've been picking up a beautiful 10-pointer. Might be open young on my game channel.
Awesome.
Well, that's great. If you get that big buck, make sure you get it measured for bucks, bears, stags. That's the official record book for Maryland. And any of our measures can help you out with that. Get it into Pope and Young, get it into the Maryland records, and we're publishing that second record book next fall, 2023.
Yeah, well, this is right near Gert's Farm where Bobby Gert's taught me all-time Maryland record.
I got it. All right, man. Well, I wouldn't give that information away, buddy. I really wouldn't. So.
Well, I got a good place to hunt, and you got to drive 3/4 of a mile on a dirt road just to get there, and go through 2 locked gates.
Well, that's good. That's a good plan. So, all right. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Hope I win the muzzleloader.
Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Good luck to you. Thank you. Let's talk to Joe in Glendon. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing really well, and you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. I would like to be entered into the muzzleloader contest for one thing, but I had a question as well.
All right.
I managed to have snakes.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. I know. That means I don't have mice, but that's okay. I live in the woods, so I expect nature. But is there a good way to discourage them from coming in my house?
Burn your house down.
That's what Robin would do, burn the house down.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no trouble catching them.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
I've heard people say things like mothballs.
Yeah.
You've tried it, I know.
Yeah.
And I don't know really the way to prevent it. If you know where they're coming in, maybe there's some physical barrier you could put there.
I put stuff down like snake repellent and different things in my garage. And where I don't know really where they come in. I know where I've seen them.
Right.
It's a big deal. I check twice every day.
Yep.
In the basement, and anyway,
I know the professionals use the heavy duty sticky traps like you would use for rats to catch the snake. I don't know if that would be of any benefit to you or not.
I don't really care to do that because I don't really care to hurt them. Because they keep the mice population down.
Exactly.
And so then I just relocate them.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got it.
I just want to say something about them. I would put them in those white buckets, those 5-gallon buckets, which are rather difficult to pry open again.
Yep.
But one got out of one once. So now I have one that has a screw-on lid.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, then they don't get out of that one.
Yep, you're right about that.
I had one in one, and then I caught a second one. I didn't have a second bucket, so I put it in a regular bucket and then put a concrete block on top of it.
Yeah, that usually works.
That kept it good, but I was amazed that it got out of a white bucket. So, anyhow,
they're pretty slick.
Okay, well, I thank you, and I do enjoy your show.
Thanks, Joe.
I was hoping you were going to tell me something to discourage snakes.
I wish I could. I know a buddy of mine uses a convoluted netting system to keep him from crawling up the poles and getting into his nesting boxes for for martens and things like that. So I don't know if some kind of netting plugged in some of the holes would prevent them or not. Maybe it might discourage them.
Yeah.
You know, it's some kind of a screen, you know, a metal screen on your screen door or window.
Yeah, I've done, in one area, I did do something like that several years ago. I'd forgotten about that.
There you go.
Steel wool I stuffed in.
Steel wool is also good. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, Anna, thank you.
All right, Jeff.
To the heebie-jeebies this morning.
I missed what you said, Robin. I missed what you said.
I said, thanks for the heebie-jeebies this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great – I am really – that is my – what about airplanes and snakes. And other than that, I'm all right.
Other than that, you're good.
Give me airplanes on snakes and I –
Snakes on airplanes?
Snakes on airplanes, yeah.
You'd be okay with airplanes on snakes.
Oh, that I'd be fine with.
All right.
Hey. Thank you.
All right. Hey, listen, we stopped by Chesapeake Outdoors the other day, too, and I've got some more interesting information for you folks who are looking for some sale items. The home defense shotguns, you know, home defense shotgun. You want to spend a lot of money? Do you want to use, you know, you want to use a Beretta for your home defense? You can. But why not use a reliable, inexpensive pump shotgun for your home defense? You're going to keep it in the closet. You're going to keep it under the bed, wherever you're going to keep it. Choppa and Escort home defense shotguns now 20% off. 20% off at Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, we also talked about the Raven crossbow, the Raven 500. They're well-stocked on Raven 500s. They are on sale, 15% off the Raven 500 crossbows. These crossbows, ballpark $3,000, so 15% is not insignificant. They have an electronic model that you press a button and it cocks it for you. They retail around $3,700, but if you want to save 15%, that's a great value right there. The Rhino Block, I told you about the blocks for shooting your bow or compound crossbow or compound bow. It's a Rhino Block. Comes with a free insert, a second insert for shooting. 20% off. 40% off HUK clothing, which is hook, pronounced hook. Fishermen really like that hook clothing. And here's the big one. Straight wall cartridges. 450 Bushmaster. About a dozen in stock. 350 Legend, half a dozen in stock. These are Rugers, mostly Ruger Americans, but the one that people like is the little longer barrel Go Wild, both available at Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors located right off Route 50 at exit 39B Dominion Road. That's eastbound coming from the bridge, 1707 Main Street in Chester. That phone number, 410-604-2500. Check it out. Check out their ad and the link to their website on MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and you'll be glad you did. Chesapeake Outdoors. Lots of stuff for anybody who fishes or hunts right there. So I've given you the sales. I've given you some of the specials. It's your job to show up and enjoy them, that's for sure. All right, let's talk to Spurrier's Tire Service. I swear I'm going to get some tires. I really am, and I'll let you know just as soon as I get them, and I'll let you know what I think. But I know this, they're great people. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make or model. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, and they'll diagnose that check engine light and let you know what's going on with that. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. That's 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. Phone number once more with no appointment needed for tires. I like to say that a couple times. 410-822-7384. Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Dragon Line. All right. Let's see. Let's talk to, is it Gary Dundalk, I believe? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How about a fishing report for the Key Bridge area?
Well, I wouldn't go today. So after today, I don't have anything I can really tell you. There's going to be some striped bass in there. You know, there's going to be plenty of white perch. And if Tacklebox Tim calls in, he's a little better at that area than I am. But, it's going to be the basic stuff for the bay. East wind, man, until middle of the week, I wouldn't even think about it. I wouldn't even think about going hunting in this east wind, northeast, southeast. You know, the old fisherman's tale, when the wind is from the east, that's when fish bite the least. When the wind is from the west, that's when fish bite the best. When the wind is from the north, wise fishermen do not go forth. And when the wind is from the south, blows the bait in the fish's mouth. Have you ever heard that before?
Yes.
From me.
Same.
Yes. So there you go. I would go out there, when it gets a little nicer, the water temperature is going to cool down a little bit. That sometimes causes the fish to feed a little bit more, and become a little more active. If after a couple of days of not really feeding, kind of hunkering down and just not going anywhere because of the wind and the barometric pressure and so forth, they're going to be a little lockjawed till we get a little bit of a high pressure system in here, which probably won't be till middle next week. So I don't know if that helps, but I don't have any secret spots up there.
Got it.
If you want to do Fort McHenry around the rocks, around around the outside of Fort McHenry there, that's a great place for both. I've caught white perch and striped bass in there both. But I'd concentrate on the shallows this time of year, maybe do a little surface plugging for the stripers, you know, on a warm day, about the, you know, middle of the day when it warms up a little bit, go out there and throw some topwater baits on the shallow waters and see what comes up. That's where they're going to be cruising.
Okay. Is the drawing today?
No. The tackle box drawing is today. The tackle box Tim drawing for the fishing tackle package is today.
Okay. All right.
Muzzleloaders last Saturday of the month.
Okay, I'll write it down. Thanks.
Thanks, Gary. See you. 410 WC. Oh, let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Alan, the gentleman that has not tried black bear and he's, you know, a little reluctant to, is missing out on a great thing.
I agree.
Even I say that. Okay.
The second best wild game I ever had was black bear ribs roasted on an open fire on the last day. It was just super good with meaty and gooey and, oh, God.
Oh, man, you're making me hungry.
And then we even took one of the hind quarters and put it in a great big pot and made a stew out of it. Outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Dale.
Yeah. Alan.
Dale. One minute, Dale.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the figs. I loved them.
Okay. Would you like some more? Cause they're...
Can I get them when I get back next week?
They should still be around.
They
should still be around. So,
they
yeah,
were but, so good and brought back so many memories, and well, I wanted to thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. And again, the bumper crop is still there.
Still bumpering along. That's good.
Oh, my Lord. It's terrible. Yeah.
Good.
Alan, question.
Yep.
And I keep asking you, but I'm intrigued by it. The Saunders buck.
Never
you
found
said,
it.
You said you had a lead on it.
I did.
I was curious. I thought Alan Poirot would... come through and
I don't know about Alan Poirot, but I'm gonna keep trying on that buck. I have to pick up that thread where I left off and see what happened there.
Yeah, because you said you had a lead. And
I did.
Like I say, I don't know why I'm so obsessed with that thing, but it just that picture and the story is just like I say, Agatha Christie would be very proud of you.
Yeah. Well, we kind of know that was. It was a undercover of the night deal where that thing left Maryland. You know, we know that undercover of darkness and the conditions are very, very suspicious. But we'll try and track it down and see what we can find. So
my only hope is that it still exists.
I'm sure it does somewhere. Somewhere it does. So we will see.
Well, you know, just curious if you. Hopefully you will be successful in your quest.
I hope so too, buddy. So,
yeah. Robin, you have a good trip.
Thank you. I cannot. I am like this little kid sitting here today. You have no idea.
Take
I'm not
going to
get through the day quick enough.
Take lots of pictures.
I will. It's going to be beautiful.
Indeed. Good. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Dale. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye. So... let's see. While we're taking a little bit of a breather here, it's time for you to visit Backyard Billy's. Why not? Today's a good day. You won't be able to spend a tremendous amount of time outside, but you'll get the general idea of some of the things that are available there. So spend your time in the showroom. You out, you know, when you park, you go in, you're going to walk through rows and rows and rows of tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs. You're going to see the sheds. You're going to see the gym sets in the out and the backyard of Backyard Village. You're going to see the tiki bars. You'll see all this stuff when you walk in. But if you want to spend some time in the showroom, you will find those great pellet grills. Wi-Fi enabled, they call it Wi-Fired. You control everything from your phone. You set your grill up, you get your meat ready, you start it, the automatic pellet feed, you want to control the temperature, it's all on your phone. You don't have to be there. You don't have to be home. You can control everything from your phone. And when you get back home, your ribs will be ready, smoked to perfection. Why not? That's the Traeger. Then they've got the Big Green Egg and the Kamado Joe grill smokers. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings for those of you who enjoy that kind of entertaining in your backyard. They've got the garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget inside the showroom. This showroom is giant. And then, of course, you will also find all the stoves, the fireplace, the gas fireplace inserts, the wood stoves, the pellet stoves, the supply of pellets, and everything else that comes to mind for your backyard or for Hearth America, for your hearth at Backyard Billy's. Why not stop by, take a look at some of that information that I've been sending you for weeks and months. BackyardBilly's.com is the website. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, including rainy days like today and tomorrow. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Now, I did give you some of the sales stuff that they have at Chesapeake Outdoors. Of course, they supply, you know, brand new equipment as well. I mean, it's all top-notch stuff, all the major brands, and, you know, the apparel, the clothing, the camo, the calls, the decoys, the firearms by Ruger and Browning and Savage and Remington, the Rambo electric bikes, the bow fishing packages by Muzzy, Matthews compound bows, the V3X29, the V3X33, the Raven crossbows, the 10-point crossbows, rods, reels, tackles, of course, if you're just going for the day, live bait, frozen bait, crabbing gear, supplies, crab bait, Costa sunglasses, and much, 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 much more. But here's what's on sale. The Home Defense Shotguns by Chiappa and Escort, 20% off today. 15% off all the Raven 500s, all the models of all the different, you know, iterations of the Raven 500, 15% off. 20% off the Rhino Block targets with a free insert, an additional insert. 40% off all HUK hook clothing. And here's the cool thing. The Ruger American and the Ruger Go Wild in straight wall cartridges. They've got about a dozen 450 Bushmasters and about a half a dozen 350 Legends. Why not check it out at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, or 1707 Main Street in Chester. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. We'll be right back.
Is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone.
All right. Let's see, who's on the line today? Dave. Good morning, Dave. How are you? Hello, Dave. All right, Dave, call back. Quickly, we only have a few minutes, please. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Not going to wait to talk to Dave, but we hope he calls back ASAP, that's for sure. 410-922-6680. We have time for one more call here. Maybe it'll be Dave, maybe it'll be you, here before the end of this hour. And then, Aaron, during the news or whenever you can, send us that list for the fishing tackle contest, please. Thank you, buddy. Sounds good. All right. Robin, you have anything to say?
Mm-mm.
You sure?
Well, it's taking me forever to clean out all the little things I take from the hotel rooms. That's all I got to say.
Are you leaving them here
this
time? Do we have enough room in the bathroom closet?
I just add it to the other ones. You never know when, you know, there could be a shampoo shortage.
You never know. You never know. So, I got it. Yeah, the shampoo shortage, well, that'll never happen here. Just saying. You've got a lifetime supply.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy this beautiful weather. It is gorgeous outside. Oh, except for the rain. But enjoy the temperature. Bye.